in less than a month.
The income situation for farmers this year may look very different than last year. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Senior Tax Specialist Ashley Kiki says weather challenges most likely change the amount of crop insurance received. The new market facilitation program payments are also unique.
In 2018, that sign-up period for MFP straddled two different years, 2018 and 2019, which gave farmers some flexibility on when they signed up would trigger when it was going to be taxable on their return. For MFP 2.0, since the sign-up period started, I think, July 29th and goes till December 6th, what we're looking at here is taxable income for 2019. What's nice about it, though, is we know what the payment's going to be. At least we know what that first payment is of the 50%, which gives farmers the ability to do some planning around that income coming in.
Farmers that waited until this year to take the 2018 MFP payment will have two MFP payments for 2019. There's more flexibility with crop insurance.
So if you're getting an MFP payment and crop insurance payment, that is the combination that you want to really look at to see what we can do. And that's because there are some types of crop insurance that we can actually defer into next year. So you can kind of balance out your income to decide if you're going to take that in 2019 or 2020.
Prevented plant payments can also be deferred into next year. Kiki says the tax code was overhauled in 2018, putting more significance on tax planning.
Acreage and yield.